thick skin like Stone Cold with a few beers. Play the game, I end the game, I'm champion, I'm Triple H. Undertaker, I'm your maker, bury the brother like Kane. Ooh, 1-3, hit the tombstone, hit the chokeslam on face. Ooh, yeah, like a macho heel, tell like I'm Tommaso. If you suck with like tomatoes, I'ma keep a couple muddles. Ooh, and you may call me HBK. When I'm tuning up the frame, you best be getting in my way. Ooh, yeah, I'm degenerate, I love it, yes, I love it. If you wait, done with that, then I got two words for you, suck it.
Welcome everyone to your longest running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. It's good to be with you here this week. Big week we have in Australian wrestling coming up. Big weekend we have in Australian wrestling coming up. You've got on Saturday night, MCW and PWA. Of course, MCW New Horizons will be the main event. Will be Adam Brooks and Robbie Eagles, which is a match that you don't want to miss. Every time those two get in the ring, it is a five-star classic. And then also PWA live on Fight. So do not miss that. Get it live on Fight. You can watch it. It is going to be one hell of a card. You're talking Aussie Open Velocities in the main event for the PWA Tag Team titles. Again, that is another five-star match waiting to happen. And you've got this all in one night, all over the country. Just says exactly how strong Australian wrestling is at the moment. And when I talk about how strong Australian wrestling is at the moment, it brings me to my guest for this week. And that is the PWA champion, Jessica Troy. I'll be honest with you, I probably fanboyed a little bit in this interview because Jess is one of my favorite wrestlers to watch, favorite Australian wrestlers to watch, hands down. I love the way she works. I love her gimmick. I love that she never breaks from that. Such a good worker. There is so much ahead of her in her career, and I cannot wait for you guys to see this interview. And that is coming up right now, right after Views from the East, right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. How many times can I say it right?
We want
we're coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
We're coming in hot.
May 8th. Live from Matt Squat, Sydney. PWA presents Aussie Open vs. Velocities. Live on Fight.
On this Views from the East, I thought I want to do something a little different because I know you're probably used to me most weeks coming out on this segment and being angry, being upset about something I've seen or something like that. And this isn't the case at all this week. I'm not upset about anything. I haven't read anything that's made me angry or made me want to speak out about something or that sort of thing. It's more, I guess this week is more of an observation that I had. And it's one that came to me after interviewing Jess this week on the show is the one key trait I've noticed that everybody that is really good and is getting somewhere in Australian wrestling is that they are nice and they are humble and they are polite to everybody. And that's I find that's a really important thing, especially in, not just in life, but in professional wrestling. It is very important that we are nice to everybody that you work with, because the mere fact of the matter is it takes everybody to make everybody else look good. It's as simple as that. If you are mean to someone or rude to someone, then they're not going to want to help you. They're not going to want to. I mean, they might do it because that's what the promoter said, but they're not going to put their 100% into doing it. It's just remember, as much work as you put in, it takes everyone else's help to get you and put you over. For every match you might win, there's always some person who helped you win that match. Nobody is legitimately beating people in this sport. We are all helping each other. And the nicer you are, the more people are going to want to help you. It's just a simple little thing right there. The nicer you are, the more people are going to want to help you along the way. You'll find your life in professional wrestling a lot easier if we're just nice to everybody. And I'm talking everybody. The one thing I do, I look and I observe at shows, and it's not so much if people are nice to me. I like to watch and see if people are nice to everybody. And that's the people that are putting the chairs out, the ticket collectors, the photographers, the ring announcer. If people are nice to all of those people, because I know that in the positions that I've been in, a lot of times it lands people just to pretend to be nice to me, which is that, I guess that's just politicking or whatever it is. But I like to watch how they act around other people, because that tells me a lot about the character of somebody. If you are nice to everybody, then everybody's going to want to help you. So I guess that's it for this Views from East. It's probably a weird one, but I'm just saying that at the end of the day, as much as we love this thing and we defend this thing, it takes all of us to make this thing great. It takes someone lying down to make you a winner. It takes you lying down to make someone a winner. And the way you do it determines if you are a good worker or if you're a worker that's all about himself or herself. And at the end of the day, that's how you'll be judged. You'll see people that have great success around the country, like your Davis Storms, your Adam Brookses, your Jessica Troyes. All of these people are humble, respectful, nice, and kind people. And that, among the fact that they are very talented, is why they are where they are today. That is my Views from the East. It's my opinion. You're entitled to it. We'll see you after this with Jessica Troy right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. I am joined tonight by one of my straight up. If anyone's watched the show for more than a week, will know that this guest is one of my favorite wrestlers in the country at the moment. Jessica Troy, thank you so much for thank you so much for coming on. That's
too nice of an introduction. Thank you. It's good to be here.
You heard someone say that. Oh no.
High expectations.
Yeah, well. We had you up a couple of years ago for AWA like homecoming. Yeah. And like in the pre-show speech, I told everyone that you and Kelly were going to steal the show. So it's up to you guys to try and keep up with these two. And like I meant it. It wasn't like just something I was throwing at to challenge the guys. It's like I knew exactly what the two of you were like in the ring. So it was like, good luck, fellas. This is what I booked this to make sure you guys raise a level.
Yeah. Because we already had a few matches by that point. So Kellyanne and I had high expectations for all our matches. As we still do.
Yeah. So what was that? Because I think the first one was the first one Wrestling Go?
Yeah, it was. It was. And it was on a girl show. So it was an all women's match card. And it was so much fun. And I was so happy I got to wrestle Kellyanne. And we just went out there and had fun together. So I don't know. We just made magic in the ring, I guess. Everyone really liked it.
Yeah, because I remember it might have been straight after the actual match. I got like 3 or 4 messages from people that were at that show saying like, if you get a chance, chase this show down because this match was awesome. And I'm like, what do you mean? Awesome. Cool. It's like, it's just like when two people sort of click in the ring, then that's what this was. Is that what you found? Like you two just sort of instantly had, even though you never worked or trained or sort of thing together, you just had an instant connection.
Yeah, I think so. We'd had like a tag match or something before, like years ago, but then in that match we were like, oh no, we actually mesh really well together. And then we did it again and again and again and again, but I'm like, no complaints here, because I love wrestling Kellyanne. I could do that every single weekend.
It's I suppose it's not it would be better to well not better to but easier when the both of you are fairly comfortable wrestling like men. So there's no sort of holding back at all, where I know it's not a slight, but I tend to see it sometimes in some of the women's matches. You see them hold back because they don't want to accidentally hurt someone. You two sort of like, we're just going to go for it. And I think that's a big part of what makes your matches different to a lot of the other female matches you'll see.
Yeah, no, I think we just both go out there for a fight. And so I'm like that no matter who I step in the ring with most of the time. Oh, I try to anyway, whether it's male, female, whoever it is, I'm just out there and I'll do the same thing I always do.
But that's, I mean, that's always the way it should be. Like,
yeah,
I know that you guys are probably the same as what we were when I trained at Riot City. It was just like, they're not boys and girls, they're wrestlers. So just hit them the way you'd hit everyone.
Exactly. And yes, no, exactly.
Yeah. And it wasn't really hard when you had Demi there because Demi hit it harder than you anyway. So it was
hits the hardest there.
I remember when Demi came back, the first time she went to Japan and came back, the girls after the match were just like, holy shit, when they came backstage.
Yeah, I remember her chops. I remember.
Yeah, because I suppose when she was over there, she was fighting for her life. So it's like I've become back.
Absolutely.
You had like a massive couple of weekends not long ago. It was like you had Robbie Eagles, then the month after it was like Charlie Evans, and then Kelly back to back. How was that going from that sort of the, I want to say death match, but hardcore match with Charlie straight into the match with Kel? Were you like with when you Kel saw that
the next day?
When you saw that booking coming up, were you like, well, this is going to be a shit weekend body-wise?
I actually thought the exact opposite in my head. When I saw the weekend book in my calendar, I was like, oh, I can't wait for this weekend to happen. I was like, this is the best weekend of my life. Because I love wrestling. They're probably two of my favorite opponents. I've got Charlie Evans and Kellyanne. And to have Charlie in a hardcore match, definitely not a death match, but just a hardcore match was enough for me. Yeah. It was really, really, really fun wrestling my best friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only complaint I have over that whole thing is that that whole angle with her didn't go longer.
I know.
Like I would love to have seen, like, for a good... I'd love to see you guys keep wrestling each other till like, June in different sort of...
Different stipulation kind of matches.
Because of the history you two had or have and just the fact that you can tell how much you guys care about each other, that oftentimes makes for the best sort of rivalries, the best sort of matches. And to see
definitely, I agree.
Yeah, to see it end after the 2 months, I was just like, oh, I'm really disappointed. I was really waiting for more of that.
Well, we wrestled 3 weeks ago, I think, at IWA in a submissions match. Okay. So complete 180 to a hardcore match, but still that much, much more my style. So yeah. A lot of fun as well.
Yeah. Speaking of your style, I love how you mix sort of the character you are with the wrestler you are.
Yeah.
Like the one thing I did notice when you came up here and you worked Lucille Brawl at one of the Grindhouse matches is that the way you connect with the crowd and the way you put across, like even people that hadn't seen you before know that you're after an arm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is that how much is that just sort of an almost a natural instinct, and how much is that just stuff you've sort of developed over the time at PWA?
It's funny because that's never the kind of stuff I think about going into the match. It's what I think about when I'm already in the ring going through the motions, because it's my favorite part of wrestling is to just stop and to be really in the moment of where I am and focus on what I'm doing. So I think I always just go back to, well, I am the arm collector, so I'm going to want to collect their arm. So that's when I want to take my moments and take like slow it down and really breathe. That's the kind of characterization I go for. So that's probably like the most fun I have wrestling, is to really be able to interact with the crowd and show them what I'm there to do. Yeah.
And I love the fact that I think it was one of Lucille's first matches too. You really sort of shepherded.
It was her first ever singles match anyway. First ever singles match, yeah. That was a lot of fun actually.
You really like shepherded her through it. And that I was just like, that's exactly what I feel anyway a veteran should be able to do. And it's a testament to your, I think it was another reason why, well, see, this is why she is one of my favorite Raw workers, is because you can put her in with Kellyanne and she'll tear the house down. You can put her in with Lucy and you wouldn't know that this is Lucy's first match, just because the way you can work around, like say there's something she doesn't really all that good at, you know, I can cover that. It's fine. It's all good. Is that like, I'm guessing.
No, definitely.
Go on.
It's like a different kind of challenge, I guess, because it's a challenge wrestling Kellyanne per se to like outdo ourselves and to really pull in the best show we can. But then it's even sometimes a bigger challenge to wrestle someone with not so much experience, but it's also really, really fun. And like, that's how I learn things as well. Like I have to put a different match together or I have to really help them through it and stuff. But yeah, it's just a different way of learning things, I think, at training. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the things I love about not just you, but other like people that have come from PWA. It feels like they're more rounded. That they've been taught
all definitely stuff as well. Like no matter who they're in the ring with, it's going to be a pretty good match.
yeah you're not going to get, it's not going to like, well, we're gonna have to put something really good after this because got to take their mind off that match.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. Was something I was about to ask and that's completely left my mind. Oh, that's terrible. PWA shocking. The PWA WWA title, now you've defended against Robbie, defended it against Charlie. You're pretty much, I think you were the first women's match to be defended in a steel cage. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we were the first. Well, I know for PWA anyway, we were the first women's match to be in a steel cage. That was fun.
Yeah. So is that like, I suppose that's another, it's not like something you can really practice either. It's not like you can say, hey guys, at training, can we just put the cage up so we can just
I go wish through we some... could do that.
Because I know when I've been on shows.
Cage doesn't even live in Sydney.
No,
it's definitely like get to the show on the day and hope for the best kind of thing. But I think that's one of my favorite matches in PWA was the cage match with Steph, just because we both worked so hard on it. And I knew how much it meant to her as well. That was her first PWA main event. So I wanted to put on a good match for her and the crowd. And I think we did that. I had a lot of fun.
And then the thing about cage matches too is that you can't rely on the old trope of, oh, I'll throw you out and we'll work around the crowd, because you can't do that. And it's sort of like, we're in the ring and this is what we have to, we've got to fill X amount of time and this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah, but I almost really like that about wrestling, because no matter what, like, each match you have to do is somewhat different, whether it's a cage match or a hardcore match or a submission match. I love doing all those different ones just to really test my brain and see what I can come up with to do.
I finally remember what I was going to ask. When now you're wrestling, like when you wrestle PWA, you know it's going like live stream on Fight, so it's going all over. Does your style have to change to work a TV sort of style? So you're like working towards cameras. And is that something that you change from that to a show that's not, that you know isn't getting that sort of thing? Is that something you're conscious about, or is it like the camera to catch whatever we're doing?
Yeah, I'm definitely much more conscious of it as well, just because we have such a great team at PWA. Like we have Jack Jordan and Ben Anderson and all his crew with the cameras and the sound and everything. Like we have such a good crew that I don't need to be actively thinking about it too much because I trust them so much. But also I am looking for their cameras. I'm looking for them so I can be working my way out towards them and stuff like that, while still also remembering that there is a live crowd as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to forget sometimes because I can hear my mum. So she's yelling at me. And that's the only thing I can hear.
Yeah. The constant tweets I see about like the highlights from you and Charlie's match are like, my mum didn't like this. My mom was a fan of this part.
She
makes me laugh every time.
She hunted me down. She hunted me down during intermission. Well, no, we ran into each other as she was going to the bathroom and I was going to go look for her. And she started yelling at me. And then Charlie came out and she started yelling at Charlie as well. And I was like, I told you what kind of match it was going to be.
Yeah. What did you think it was going to be, darling?
What did you expect? She yelled at me.
Oh dear, that'd be something where I'd just be like, you probably don't want to come to this one, you probably might want to stay.
I thought she'd like it, but apparently not. She's always at the PWA shows, so my mum, my dad's there a lot of the time as well, and then my brother Garrett is at the shows all the time as well as my sister-in-law Ash, so they constantly come to the shows.
That's got to be a good support network though, that you've got constantly around you, especially when I'm guessing that you've coming out of COVID, there would have been times when you hadn't been able to see him for a certain amount of time to be able to go back to all of that sort of stuff. It's got to be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because I grew up in Newcastle, which is 2.5 hours from Sydney. So they still live there, obviously, and I'm in Sydney. So during COVID, I hardly saw them at all. So now I get to see them at least once a month.
It's just been announced. Yesterday, I think you're in the Deathmatch Down Under tournament for the title. That's
very excited. I'm going to be a heavyweight champion.
There's Yeah, I was going to say, there's not an actual weigh-in for that, is there? Because they might find you out somewhere.
There's a lot of bigger people in that tournament, but I'm very excited. My first match, as it was shown on the brackets, is AJ Istria, which has been on my top of my list for such a long amount of time. And I'm very scared, but also very excited.
I saw that, and the first thing I could imagine, I can just imagine AJ, because I know AJ. AJ just looking at him, just going, "Yes."
Yes, I can imagine that as well.
Yeah, so that's gonna be one that has a potential to steal a show.
I hope so. Regardless, I'm really excited for it.
Because I looked at that. I looked at the brackets, and that's it's a 2-night show. And it's I think it's 8 or 9 matches in the first night, but by doing sort of math, I'm that is to have you guys on just one of those matches is that's going to be an emotional draining night or two nights really for
massive
for
the big weekends. Yeah.
And especially because I always said I'm not, and I've been straight out about it. I'm not a massive fan of deathmatch wrestling. It's just something that doesn't. Yeah. And it's just a choice. Other people love it. I'm not a massive fan of it. The other matches that promotion puts on is what keep me watching that promotion. And
really cool that they can do that they can have death matches and all those different kinds of matches while also integrating other kinds of styles that keeps everyone interested. Introduces other people to death matches, and maybe someone that didn't know they liked it might be like, "Oh, I actually really like this kind of wrestling." And then they go out and watch other places. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I remember after I saw the first match, the first show, I messaged Bateman. It's like, "I really love the undercard. You're fucking crazy. But please don't kill
yourself." I agree.
Yeah. I was like, "Please don't
kill yourself. Please be careful."
Yeah. "Please don't kill yourself doing this every month, because I can't see how your body can keep up with this."
But he continues to do it.
He really does. you haven't had your opponent announced for this weekend yet.
May 8th.
Yes. This will be out on the Wednesday. So that's a Saturday, is it?
On the Saturday.
There we go. So this Saturday on Fight. Just the fact that they were able to just advertise the show for the first 2 weeks after it as just being Aussie Open Velocities. That's the name of the show.
Yeah. Which is really all you need to sell it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what because I watched it with Mitch McCarthy and I were watching it, and that ad came up, and we just went, "Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah,
got me now." Yeah, anything else?
I'll watch that.
I'm really
excited to see that match.
There's a few good matches already listed on there, Kai Drake and Bonza. The way Bonza just seems to love hitting Kai. I'm almost afraid.
Aggressive.
I'm almost afraid for him, because I think there was after one.
Yeah, I'd be scared of him too. The way he treated Kingsley at the last show with her bad knee, I'd be scared as well.
Well, I think it was the Academy show. They did the tag match.
Yeah.
And there was a few of those. I messaged Bonza afterwards. It's like, "Can you just legit not like Kyle?" And he's like, "It's 50-50.
Yeah, it's highly possible. I believe it.
So, and you've also got, you don't know if Sam Osborne will come out and cash that rumble on you.
I don't think he's officially made a decision yet. He hasn't announced anyone. He's implied that he'd like to come after the PWA Championship, but you never know with Sam Osborne.
And the thing you've got to love about PWA is that although there are all these wrestlers around the country that would be great matches for you or for anyone on the roster, there's still so many matches to be made inside PWA.
So true. Speaking of Kai Drake, I've never had a match with Kai Drake. That's something I'd love to have.
Well, that I had this discussion with I can't remember who it was, but they were just like, "Oh, PWA are really losing a lot with Steph and Maddie leaving." I'm like, "Well, they're losing two really good workers, but they have another 5 or 6 really good workers waiting to come in that you just haven't seen yet,
waiting to take someone's spot. Absolutely. And then below them we have another five or six wrestlers waiting to take their spot, and then we have like five or six really good green dingoes, then we have five or six really good rookies at training that are ready to take the green dingo spots. So then, it's just an endless cycle.
And 2.5 hours up the road, you've got a lot of guys from Nui Pro that could happily
exactly
come in.
So true. Like we had Carla Deans on the show on Saturday, so him versus Mick Moretti, that'll be amazing.
Yeah, that's one that, although it's great that Matty has gone to WWE, that was just a match that had been building for so long, and it's sort of like, we're sort of getting that match, but not really now.
Well, it's kind of, like, it's, I'm not mad about the match.
No.
I'd love to see the other one, but I'm also pretty happy to watch this one.
Yeah. You must have been just sort of over the moon hearing that about, like, Steph and Matty both getting signed, and then sort of like, it's amazing to see them getting taken at the same time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
It was amazing to see that, and also to see it happen during a time like now where we all kind of thought that there was nothing going on, but they just proved to everyone that if you work hard enough, anything can happen. And I'm just so happy, and I'm so proud of both of them as well. And I know they'll just absolutely kill it. And they're already superstars, so it only made sense that they go there.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of the fact that I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, I'd seen a promo that Matty had cut, and I messaged Rocky Monero in Adelaide and said, this guy, get him down and do a program with him because the two of you would work really well together. And he was like, who is he?
Absolutely.
I was like, who is he? I said, you'll probably know about him in 6 months to a year because the kid has something.
Yeah.
And like, I think it was not long after that, they actually got him down there. And Rocky messaged me, goes, you're friggin' right. This dude is good. I'm like, I hate to brag, but I've got nothing else to do but watch. Nothing else to do but watch wrestling. So, is that something that's now that you've seen someone from your own home base, I guess, get that sign? Is that something that's sort of like a target of yours now? Or are you leaning towards more like hitting the route that Charlie has with Japan and England and all of that sort of thing?
I don't know. I'm such an indecisive person. I think I just want to keep learning all I can about wrestling. I don't know. I'd be happy to. I love traveling as well. I can't wait for the world to open back up again. I'd kill to go to Japan. I would love to go to Japan so much. I think that's definitely on my list of goals. I'd love to go back to America as well. So I don't know. I'm happy for whatever. I'm very much go with the flow kind of thing. So whatever happens, happens.
See, because I see when I look at your style, I see it fitting in so well in Japan. Just
I think I'd love to go there, and the train over there as well. I'd love to train as much as I can over there.
Is it like you really like that style? Is it something where this is this style or something that you just drew yourself to, or is it sort of like, I'm going to learn as much as I can about this style, then I might try and learn this style, then I might try and learn like the English style? Do you know what I mean?
It's funny you say that, because everyone always calls me a technical wrestler, but I'm like, I know a little bit of technical wrestling, but I think I'm very much just a mix of things. Like, I love technical wrestling. It's probably my the love of wrestling is technical wrestling and chain wrestling and all that, but I also really, really enjoy lucha and like high flying and all that kind of stuff, and arm drags. I love that. I'm just happy with anything.
Because even back when you were tagging with Mick, you did a fair bit of sort of lucha-ish stuff.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I love doing lucha, especially because all the training, especially at PWA, were very much lucha-based. So it helps a lot when you have Robbie Eagles there to show you how to do everything correctly.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, right. It helps.
How was that stepping in the ring with Robbie on that? And especially because that was the first show back.
Yeah, after the first match back.
The first show. I remember sitting with Mitch watching it going, why are they putting this on? Oh, Jesus, good luck to everyone else on the card. Holy hell. When you guys came out, was that the reaction backstage when they read the list of going, why them open? Why?
I might have heard that. Yeah, that's just Robbie, though. He's amazing. I was disappointed because that match was announced, obviously, like over a year ago now, back when, before COVID, that match was meant to happen on the show we had to cancel. So I had to wait like a year and a half until I stepped into the ring of Robbie, and then I knew it was going to happen and I had to wait, and I was just so nervous, but I'm so happy we finally got there because that's, yeah, that match was something special. I had such a fun time.
And especially with like the start of it, with Robbie giving you his sort of spots to start with.
Yeah.
That was, that popped us so much. We're like, oh,
which is cool because those are the kind of moves I love to do and I can't do them because he doesn't. But yeah, it was so much fun to be able to do that. And yeah. That's a great amount of time in there.
Have you ever thought about, like, because it's very much a, PWA is very much an intergender sort of federation where they don't care, they'll throw everyone in with everyone because wrestlers are wrestlers. Have you you've thought about like pitching, like you and Charlie tagging up to go against like Velocities or something? Because that would be a great matchup in my head anyway. I don't know about on paper if it would.
Yeah, well, especially now that we've had our hardcore match, I feel like the next step with us to get back together, because we used to tag all the time and we tagged at Shimmer so much. So I'd love to, because I also really, really enjoy tag team wrestling. That's how I first started in wrestling with Charlie. So I'd love to bring that back together. And the Velocities, yeah, that would be something special, I think. Because I see them at training all the time. And the stuff that those boys can do is insane. It's just insane.
See, those who I can see, you guys against Aussie Open, I kind of feel bad. I in some ways, I feel bad for you. Some ways, I feel bad for them.
Right? Yeah, it's a weird mix of emotions there, isn't it? I'll be like, oh, they look scary, but also I'm not that worried.
It's like Davis, our parcel of chop slings champ. but then also, you know what? Manipulation thing, not cool.
It's fair.
What's it like having those two sort of back in the fold?
Oh, it's great to see them. Whenever Davis comes down, he always does a seminar at training, which is also always great to get like his input and things, and him being around at shows is really good as well to get his feedback on your matches, and just because he's been so many places, it's great to hear what he has to say and his advice and everything. And then Kyle's back at training, so it's great for him to be around there and to pick his brain almost, I guess, because they've just done so much. Like if you watch that mini doco that PWA released yesterday.
About
Velocity and Aussie Open, they just kept saying what they've done. Oh, we've done this, we've wrestled these people, we won these belts and these belts and these belts and these belts. I'm like, oh, they've done so much.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really cool for them to be back here so we can benefit from them.
And it's sort of insane to think that not only have they not tagged with each other, but they hadn't really even seen each other for like 18 months before they just
went out
and had their first match again at PWA.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Yes,
it was amazing. That was a great moment.
Yeah. Well, that's like you're saying with Mark doing seminars. I'm so happy that he's the head trainer up here at Three Count, because
that'd be so beneficial for everyone up there as well.
Yeah, and not only that, it also keeps his eye in. It keeps him.
Yeah.
Like busy. Not so much busy, but keeps him sharp, I guess, is the way to do it.
Definitely.
And also, like, will help improve him as a teacher, constantly, like, getting guys and doing reps and all of that sort of thing. So that can only ever benefit everyone that gets a part.
Everyone involved.
Yeah, everyone. Even, like, you guys coming down, because he's been doing training up here, so he's already in the mindset of not having to go, what would I do in a seminar again? So sort of like, oh, no, I'm just going to do this. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing now. Yeah.
So this, you don't, so hard because we can't talk about your match this weekend. what personally, aside from something that you might be doing, what is the match, and I guess the main event, is the match you'd be looking forward to this weekend?
Well, I was going over all the matches before our podcast, and I was like, oh, that's such a good match. Oh, that's such a good match. They're all just so good. Like the two-man rumble.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for that kind of wrestling. Like, I can't wait to watch Concrete Davison and Big Fudge. I think that'll be amazing.
I love that concept. It's like, why hasn't anyone thought about this?
Why just hasn't this been done before?
Yeah, I was like, why wasn't
it? I can't wait.
Why wouldn't
it's amazing.
Why didn't they do this with Brett and Lex back in the day? Just get back in and have another go. It does.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm interested to see how Liber, Lucci, and Matt Diamond will go. Because obviously if Lucci wins, Matt Rogers is his tag partner. So that seems interesting to me. I'll be keeping an eye out on that match.
Mm. I'm a big fan of Lucci. I love the psychology behind a lot of the matches.
He's very smart. He's very, very smart. I'll give him that.
And I just love how much I've seen, because I think when I first moved up here, I saw him on a Venom show, and it was before he'd even started with PWA. And he was just like, oh, where should I? I was like, who do you train with? He goes, I train with. And I was like, oh, where do you live? He goes, oh, around Newcastle. I said, do you know Concrete Davis? He's like, no. I'm like, how do you not know? Like, go
how
and
do you
train.
Know these people?
I was like, go and train at Nui Pro. And just to see his growth over the last, like, couple of years, not just in the way his body's like just gotten himself in a really, really good shape, but you can also see that his mind is just like switched on, and the psychology in it, and not breaking. I'm a big fan of the one of my pet peeves, and it's always been one of my pet peeves, is you see guys come out to wrestle and they've got a gimmick and they're all about their gimmick, and then as soon as the bell rings, it's like I'm wrestling. Whereas I can see he's constantly got that going. It's same as you. You've got that going on constantly. Like you'll come out and you're all happy and that, but you'll know, everyone knows you're there to take an arm. And every now and then, like you'll be wrestling and you'll see an arm and you'll just grab that. And it's constantly giving that reminder to the crowd that this is what I do. And he's the same as
it's almost easier to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's
always has something to go back to.
Yeah,
and I always have a purpose when I'm in the ring.
Yeah, it's also like about working smarter, not harder, too. Yeah. Like if I can just do this instead of all these other things, and it gets a big pop out of the crowd, I'm gonna keep doing this.
No, exactly.
So yeah, you're right. That's one of the ones with that I'd be keen to look at as well with Liber, because he's one of those guys that is the people you can say could step up. Now that he's gone.
Well, especially since he just won the PWA premiership that we had to film during lockdown and everything. So that's big.
How was that? Because I've talked to a few of the guys that have done that premiership. How was that for you working in an environment where there's not really a crowd? It's like just you guys sitting around. It must have been hard to almost
get
yourself up for.
It was definitely weird at first. The first couple of matches, there was like no one out there, but then eventually a lot of the wrestlers would come out and watch as well, just because they were interested and see how everyone else was going. So it helped having them as the crowd, I think. But I'm definitely happy to be back in front of a live audience. It makes a difference for me, I think.
Yeah, like I talked about it last week with Bonza, and there's no replica. You can put as much as the canned noise helps, it helps you being able to watch the wrestling. It's just not a shade on actually having a crowd there. I mean, you can say like all you have the best matches in the world, but just having that crowd at WrestleMania made a huge difference to the product.
Absolutely.
And
just having an interaction with the audience, I think, is very important. And knowing what they want to feed off them, I think, is also a big deal.
Yeah, and the fact that we're lucky in Australia that didn't get hit anywhere near as badly as the other countries, that we're able to do, we've almost got, and I've been saying this for ages, we've got a foot up on the rest of the world at the moment where it comes to wrestling, where we can have, like, capacity crowds or even, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
And enough crowd that you get that vibe, you get that feeling, you get that... I remember the first PWA show we watched that was at the Factory Theatre, being like so happy but yet also jealous. So I'm like, they get to do this in front of the people again. It's gotta be so
definitely.
Good.
I think a lot of places would have felt the same.
was that a thing where you walked out at the Factory and were just like you almost had to take a second and go, oh, this is something I've missed.
Yeah, I remember that day because it wasn't – so it was our first show back in front of a live crowd. I had to wrestle Robbie Eagles, and we were the first match. And in my head all day, I was like, ah, what if I can't do this? So very all day, I was very, very stressed. But then, obviously, as soon as you get out there, all that goes away, and it's just pure bliss, basically, when you're wrestling. Yeah, then I got backstage, it was still kind of like a – it was like a weird come down from adrenaline because I'd been so stressed all day. And it's just a big calm down, like very draining, I'd say.
I remember I walked when I had my first match back in front of a crowd. I walked out and had to cut a promo, and I was just going to be vicious on the crowd because it's just, and I couldn't do it. Like, I was just like, it's really good to be back. But it's good to be back.
But I'm glad I'm here. That's so funny.
But because it was a genuine, like, emotional, for people that really love performing and really love it, it's a genuine, I mean, you can't, sometimes it's hard to hide that, the fact that you're just happy to be back. I'm just happy to be here. So going forward with PWA, I'm guessing it's just, are you looking at maybe like going for a tag belt, going for even Ricky South belt to have
recently. Yeah, I've been thinking about what's next for me because obviously I've had my championship for a very long time now, well over a year. Yeah,
COVID really helped with Reigns, didn't it?
It did really help. I was like, does this count? But yes, it does, apparently. So yeah, I think the next thing for me is definitely to look at possibly tag belts, I think. Maybe Ricky South, because I do love wrestling Ricky, so I'm leaving my options open and see where the world takes me.
Yes. Well, especially because you never know. You might be already a deathmatch down under champion.
You never know. Exactly. So I have all the belts.
Oh, God. I mean, I love watching you wrestle, but Jesus, all the belts. It's a bit busy, mate.
All the belts.
You're a bit busy.
Yeah, you're right. I am pretty busy already.
Are there any plans for you to go back to MCW? Because you had that first
None in the work yet, but I think hopefully later on in the year I'd love to go back. That's always a great place to wrestle, one of my favorite places to wrestle. So hopefully soon, yeah.
Yeah.
And anywhere, in Melbourne, Adelaide.
I was going to say, putting it out there right now, like RCW, give her a call.
I'd love to. Because I haven't been there in years.
I'd like to see you and Delta. I think you and Delta would be great.
I think I'm in love with Delta.
She seems to be having that effect when they people honestly, see her.
So cool. I wish I looked that cool.
Yeah, I like when she first came out, I remember messaging. I was like, is she legit? Like Dean's, he's like, yeah. I was like, why hasn't she been doing this before? Look at her. She's a unit. Yeah,
what do you mean? You look so cool.
But yeah, she's one of those ones, she like reminds me so much of like when Demi started. It's like instantly
crazy that it's like RCW and happening all over again.
Yeah, it's just like it's almost a shame that Steph left
before they got to meet. Absolutely,
those two in the ring would have been an amazing,
because that, now that you mention it, dream match. Yeah.
Well, when you think about it now, there's so many women wrestlers around that have a good couple of years of experience now under their belts.
Mm.
And then you've got a whole new crop of girls where a few years ago it wasn't really the case. It was like you'd have those three or four really good girl wrestlers, and then it just seemed like no one was training underneath.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lacking, I think. But now there's heaps. Mm. Now they're everywhere.
Yeah,
which is really good to see.
You've got, is it Aisha?
Yes, PCW or Deathmatch Down Under, yeah.
Yeah, she's really good. She has a really big future ahead of her as well. Mm. But then you've also got, like, I think Erica's moving on. And
right.
Yeah, so I think you can see her moving up into that spot quite easily. But then you've also got, definitely, like, the veterans, like Vixen's still around. You've got Kel until, like, ROH decide that they want to bring her over.
Steal her away.
Yeah. You've got Kel sort of, like, ruling Melbourne, so to speak. You've got you and Charlie sort of ruling Sydney. You've got Delta. You can never really count out Savannah in in Adelaide either.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What's her name too? There's a young girl from Wrestle Rampage. I cannot for the life of me remember it, and I can't.
Lily Blaze.
That's her. She's really good as well. Then you've got like Edith Knight. You've got so many girls at the moment that are coming up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like intergender wrestling is really cool, but you girls can just put on great frigging matches without the boys. You don't need the boys.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Easily done. No matter who it is in the ring, I think it can be a pretty decent match with all these wrestlers.
Yeah. It's like, I've always said, like, as long as the two wrestlers in there are smart enough, you can always get a good match. You can always have a good match. Absolutely. Like, I remember, I think it was you and Mitch had a match at Venom.
Yeah, up in Queensland. I love that match. That was so much fun.
That was a great match. And I remember he was, I haven't seen him so excited for a match in a while too. I'm like, well, you calm down, mate. It's a match. Because I've been wanting to wrestle her for so long. So good to get her. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Calm down.
And it was really fun. I really enjoyed that match.
So I guess we'll give it a good old plug. This Saturday night, May the 8th, Velocity's Aussie Open. Don't know what Jessica's doing, but she's going to be there. So she'll be in the building.
I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, she'll
but
be
you
in
don't
the
need
building.
Me because you have Velocity's versus Aussie Open. So you know what? You can't complain.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't see her on the screen, just know that she's there. All right.
I'm in the building. My mum will be there. You'll see her too.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah. And if Charlie hits her with anything, you'll probably hear her mum. So
exactly. Yes. And she'll yell at us again.
Jess, thank you so much for coming on. Give out your socials so people can follow you and know everything that Jessica Troy is doing around the place.
Absolutely. So if you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's Jessica Troy Pro. And if you type in Jessica Troy on Facebook, I'm sure I'll pop up. And if you want to subscribe to my Patreon, it's, I'm sure if you just type in Jessica Troy, it will also come up. So, yes.
Yeah.
That's all the places you can catch me.
And legit, it has been, like, for those of you who don't know, I've been trying to get Jess on for ages, and I've been terrible about it.
Like, I'm just so busy all the time.
Well, you're so busy, and I'm like, it's such a, like, I have such a bad, it's not a bad, I don't know how to describe it. I have a fear of messaging girls that get on to come on the show. For the mere fact, I don't want to seem like a creepy old man messaging people.
Which is appreciated girls. That you don't want to seem creepy, but I know.
Well, that's,
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like, because I said it to Xander. I've just gone, he's like, why can't you? He's like, I messaged her and then she just sort of didn't message me back. And he's like, well, message her again. I'm like, well, I don't want to feel like a creepy. She goes, he's like, she knows you. I'm like, I know she knows me, but it's.
I know you.
Like, I know she knows me. It doesn't mean I don't feel creepy keep messaging someone. But thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, Jessica is one of my easily top five wrestlers in Australia at the moment to watch.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
If there is plenty at the moment on, I just did a quick YouTube before we started. There are plenty of her matches from this year alone that you can watch online. So get around it and have a look at her, because she is one of the best wrestlers in this country at the moment, and it wouldn't be too long before, when this world opens up, you don't see her locally that much anymore. So any chance you get to see her live, any chance you get to see her on Fight, get around it, get buy a merch, do everything you can to support this girl, because she's got a huge future ahead of her. Jessica, thank you for coming on.
No, thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Have you been watching all the action the past couple of weeks and thinking, I want to do that? Well, here's your chance. 3Count Pro Wrestling Academy have their next tryouts on May the 1st at 73A Logan River Road, Beenleigh, Queensland. Hit up their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or email admin@3countfitness.com now to register your interest. Don't miss out on a chance to train under Dunkzilla Mark Davis. Cost for the tryout is $50. DM or email your interest now. Big thanks to Jessica Troy for coming on the show. Also want to give a shout out to JT and the crew over at PWA for helping me line this interview up. like I said, I've been trying to get Jess on for ages and I just sort of never really worked out. So I just want to shout out to JT for helping us hook that up and having a conversation with someone who I think has a massive future in Australian wrestling. Make sure you order the pay-per-view on Fight this weekend, Saturday, May the 8th. It is Velocities versus the Aussie Open for the PWA Championship. So many good matches on this. Still don't know who Jess is facing just yet, but she will be there as well. The card alone, the main event alone, is worth your price for the pay-per-view. So I'm just going to put it out like that. Get it, support them, support Australian wrestling because it is on the rise. It is on the up. You unless you're in Melbourne, and I think even the New Horizon tickets have been sold out, so you can't go and see them live, and their show won't be up until next week. So what else you got to do if you're a wrestling fan? Cuddle up on the couch. If you're not, well, I guess even Sydney is sold out. If you don't have tickets, cuddle up on the couch, get on the Fight app, order the pay-per-view, enjoy Australian professional wrestling. I hope you've enjoyed us, but if you haven't, then go away. No. I hope you guys enjoy that. If you have, make sure you subscribe to WORFRA. It's free. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts from, we're there. If you are on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and the little belly thing that'll let you know every time an interview is up. I'm going to try and keep doing these shows on a Wednesday from now on. It might change due to me being able to get interviews for people and then that sort of stuff. So we'll see. But then my main goal is to try and change it now. So I'm doing a Wednesday show every week. If you do stop by Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating and review. Helps us get inside more ears and share the word about Australian wrestling in this country. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU and Instagram at Wrestle Radio AU and also me on Twitter at Beast Eastman for old man views and complaints about Yumbos. Well, not complaints about Yumbos, but not being able to order them on Menulog. Still a bugbear of mine. I'm trying to show my wife what a Yumbo was, and I could probably go out, but I'm too lazy, let's face it. If you want to support the local industry, subscribe to one of the streaming services if you can. Like I said, order the pay-per-view for this weekend if you can. YouTube has Riot City Wrestling, and right now there are a lot of places out there that are putting up free matches. So you'll see if you type in your search engine on YouTube, if you just type in Jessica Troy, I think you can catch 3 of her latest matches right now as free matches on there. So get around them and check them out because, like I said on the interview, she is one of my favorite workers to watch in Australia at the moment. And if you see one of these matches, you'll understand why I say that. Otherwise, if you want to support the wrestlers themselves, go to wrestlermerch.com. A lot of wrestlers now around the country have all of their merch up on wrestlermerch.com. So if you were at a show and you couldn't afford the merch, or you just want to have some merch to rep one of your favorite Aussie wrestlers, please go to wrestlermerch.com. Search them out. They aren't a sponsor. I just want to support them because they support the Australian wrestlers, help them get a little bit more money in their pockets so they can improve all of their stuff that you want. We want all of our workers and everyone to look professional. This is a way for us to help them do that by subsidizing and buying something and buying some merch, repping them and also helping them be able to afford to get better gear and just all the good stuff that comes with being a professional wrestler. And here's me hitting the mic because I am professional myself. No real way to support the show. As usual, I say it every week. You can go to redbubble.com, search out Wrestle Radio Australia. All of the stuff I've got up on there with our logo and all that on it. All the proceeds that go from the sale of those go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that we support massively here at the show. So please go and do that if you wish. So I'm not really like, as much as I love the money to go to charity, it doesn't matter. I'd rather people go and support the wrestlers and the promotions, honestly, than support the show itself. By liking, subscribing, sharing the show, that's the way you guys can support me. And that's really all I want. I want to get inside more ears. We got a great response for last week's show with Bonza and Davis Storm. I wish more people could hear that show because that was a great chat. And one of many, because I'm definitely going to be getting those guys back on again to do more of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I want to thank everyone for their positive response for that show, by the way. So thank you very much for that. That is it for this week. Until next week, I'm Todd Eastman. It's Wrestling Radio Australia. We'll see you next week. It's been busy 23, got me feeling way too sweet.
toes. Yeah, yeah. Too sweet, put your fangs up. Too sweet, pour another cup. Let's be busy 23.